5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Hey, this is not first class.
Circus! Afro Circus! Afro Circus! Afro Polka-Dot!
Welcome to The Clown Car, a parenting podcast where a dad
and mom
talk about what it's like being the ringleaders in their own circus.
We are not professionals. The only credentials we have are for kids. So do your research and find what works for you.
Hello, fellow ringleaders. I am your host, Barry Ricks, and with me I have my beautiful, amazing wife, Crystal Ricks. Yes. That's what I think about when I think about my wife. Just the cheering in the background.
No. Do, do, do.
No. Rocky.
It's the Eye of the Tiger.
I just have to point out that you didn't mess up on the opening thing.
I know.
It's good, like, for the first time ever.
It's not the first time ever.
It kind of is.
Just recently.
It's like a tongue twister.
So, but here we are, episode 30.
Woo woo.
We are to a new digit area of threes. So, yeah. Woo. No, it's like, it's exciting. That's like,
half a year.
A little more than a half a year.
Right.
So, look at that.
Boom.
Go, clown car team.
Hence the Rocky theme.
That's right.
So, oh, by the way, our kids are 7, 5, 3, and 1. For 3 more weeks.
Yeah, and then we have 3 birthdays in 3 weeks.
Yay. 3 birthdays in 1 week in 3 weeks.
That's right. They're all in the same week.
We didn't plan that out very well.
Hey, we tried. But it didn't work out the last time. Someone wouldn't get pregnant until December.
I know. I'm sorry.
It's all your fault.
Curse my loins. Anyway,
so let's talk about some stories of the week that happened this week.
Okay, I guess I wasn't paying attention about this week because, I know why. You were out of town.
I was out of town, so that's one of my stories.
I was in survival mode, not like, hey, let's write down fun stuff mode. I was like, survive.
My job often requires me to travel, and so I was gone for the first 3 days of the week, half of Wednesday. I was home in the evening. But, and so I don't have a lot of stories because I was gone for most of the week, but, I'm sure Crystal has many crazy stories.
I only have 4 things written down because my brain,
your brain was like, Barry's gone. Ah!
Right.
It's nice to know that I'm needed.
Oh, this week was terrible for me because because of a few things we had to purchase, we were low on funds. So I couldn't go to the pool.
Low on funds, like no funds.
But so there wasn't anything monetary that we could go do. And our kids are already burned out by the splash pads, which blows my mind. There's a giant bucket dumping water on you. How can that get boring?
Yeah, we're like, you want to go to the splash pad?
I know, they're like, oh. And they're already, I don't remember if we mentioned, but we bought a kiddie pool for our backyard. And for the first few weeks, it was like every
the thing,
morning, they'd wake up and say, they'd wake up, come wake us up already in their swimsuits. Can we go outside? And now they're all of them are like, meh, I don't really want to do that.
Well, we should just clean it out and fill it up again with fresh water. And then they'll be like, hey, there's actually water in it. Let's go play in it.
Yeah, so I don't know. I guess that summer burnout's kind of happening.
And I felt really bad while I was on my trip because of low funds, Crystal and the kids didn't necessarily, have extravagant meals or anything. But But when I'm on a business trip, I'm on the business's dime.
Right.
And so I get to eat what I want, where I want, and how much I want.
Well, the thing is,
and it's awesome.
It's not that we didn't have money. It's that we don't have an oven.
Yes.
That makes us sound really poor.
No, okay. Our oven broke. And so,
a month ago.
There are a lot of things that could have been baked and cooked.
I know. We have, like, but
but it we
I
weren't
usually make
able to
bread and rolls and breadsticks, and we couldn't even do that. I couldn't even bake anything. So our food level's been really intriguing
because of the oven has been a detrimental.
Hello, crock pot.
Yes, lots of crock pot meals and stuff cooked on the top. The oven range works, so the top, but the actual oven does not.
And this goes back to our healthy eating episode where I had the smallest budget ever to go get groceries. And I have to say, eating healthy is cheaper. That mantra is a total lie.
Yeah. How people say eating healthy is just as cheap as not eating healthy. Lies! And they're all lies!
I could get a box of corn dogs for just a little bit more than 1 pound of hamburger meat.
I know. Right?
Not that hamburger is super healthy, but...
Well, a hamburger meat with, like, noodles and spaghetti sauce or something like that.
Yeah, and it was cheaper to buy a bag of chips than it is to buy a couple apples.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm going with the chips. Yeah. I gotta stretch this out.
Or a bag of cookies is cheaper than a bag of apples.
Yeah, so I have issues. And so, yeah.
When 1 pound of apples costs $1.50, and 1 pound of apples is like, what, 2.5 apples?
Yeah, well, some apples are like $3.
I know. So, if you have a better way of eating healthier, cheaper, let us know. We'd like to know.
Maybe healthy people just starve.
But then they're not healthy.
But we do have a garden.
We started a garden.
It's the piddliest garden, but I love it.
We have like 5 different plants. But
we wanted to start small because we have a tendency to kill things.
But they're growing though.
Right.
And some of them are starting to bloom. So maybe we'll start seeing some food come out of them soon.
Yeah. Because food comes out of them.
We will report on that.
Anyway, so... Just the thing, buying groceries is really stressful. I don't enjoy it at all. But let's move on. Speaking of splash pads.
Splash pads.
You know how your kids tend to say really bizarre things sometimes?
Yes.
Like, in general, collectively, children say weird things. Well, we were in the bathroom. Oh, I'm already going to the bathroom stories.
Tech.
We were in the bathroom at the splash pad, and our 5-year-old was occupying the toilet. And the 1-year-old, he has this new thing where he loves toilet paper. So he's like pulling on the toilet paper and giggling. And Jay's just sitting there, and all of a sudden she just starts giggling. And I was like, what's so funny? And she's like, what if all the toilet paper in the world came alive and Jackson met it and he fell in love with it and just started giggling? I was like, that's really weird.
It's kind of bizarre, but sure, let's go with it.
How does your thought process go down that road? I don't even get it.
He was having so much enjoyment of toilet paper.
It's kind of like that middle school mentality, like, well, why don't you marry it?
If you like it so much, marry it.
So it's like, oh, he's having fun with toilet paper? Marry it. Maybe it'll be alive. Yeah. But it was just so funny because she was laughing like it was the funniest thing she's ever thought of.
Maybe it was.
You know that's probably some movie somewhere.
Toilet paper coming alive?
Foreign film with the toilet paper love story.
Oh, I was thinking more of toilet paper coming alive to, like, destroy people.
Probably.
It's got to be in there somewhere. But yep. Interesting.
So, speaking of...
Toilet paper love.
Classy children. Okay, here's my list. Poop at Walmart, tootie noises, and toilet paper. That's my list for the week.
Nice.
We are a classy group of people.
Yep.
So, the other day I was making dinner. A really unhealthy, quick meal.
Hot dogs! Woo!
And I hear all the kids laughing in the living room, which is a rare occasion. Usually there's more yelling, fighting, crying. And so I was like, why are you guys laughing? And Grayson, our oldest, goes, Mom, watch. And he... And automatically, our 3-year-old lays down on the floor, and Grayson, like, dive bombs on top of her, and it makes her toot.
So, like a real toot.
Like a real toot.
Oh, wow.
And they were pretty generously loud, too. And so, I start laughing. I think toots are funny.
Real mature, honey.
I know. And so I was giggling. And then they just kept doing it. And every time he jumped on her, she would...
She could toot on command.
And he would do it to all of them. But then at the end, he started getting, like, NFL... Not NFL. I did not just say that. In VP? What are wrestlers called? What are professional wrestlers called?
Well, WWE, WWF.
Yeah. Like, jumping off the couch and, like, bam!
You should...
So... But awesome. It was so funny. Like, I was really amazed at the gassiness of our 3-year-old. It's probably all that healthy food we're feeding it. I know. It.
All those hot dogs and chips and cookies. But, so, I don't want to say my thing yet because it kind of leads into our discussion.
Oh, okay.
So, you keep going.
Okay.
And I don't have a lot to say, people. I'm sorry. I was gone for most of the week.
Well, you can talk about... What it's like to Skype with 4 children.
Oh, yes. So, well, and I love it because we have our, you know, we can FaceTime on our phones or Skype on the computer or whatever. And it's great because I get to see my kids even when I'm out of town. And so, but the funny thing is they last like 2-3 minutes tops. And they're like, hi, Dad.
That's like a day's worth of energy in those few minutes.
And they're like, blah, 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 blah.
Watch this.
And they're like, pew, and then they like go somewhere else. I'm like, oh, well, I guess they're done.
I know, but all four of them are talking at once, and they're like jumping on the bed and crawling all over me. By the end, I feel like my eyeball is twitching. Just stop touching me. Because you have to squeeze together to fit in that little screen.
Yeah.
Ugh. Skyping. It's not my favorite. With children.
Well, now I know. Jeez. Maybe I just won't call you anymore.
Yeah, next time what I should do is just give the phone to the kids and they can have free range doing whatever.
Maybe.
And you can deal with it.
All right. Sounds good. So yeah, Skyping with little kids is an interesting adventure.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Yeah.
So moving on to my next classy story. We went to a pool and fairly recently and... Jackson had pooped in his swim diaper, and so I picked him up, carried him to the bathroom, and stupidly, I carried him, like, a regular, like, facing me, his legs were spread apart on my hip kind of thing.
Yeah.
And then, so I carried him to the bathroom and changed it, and I guess I wasn't thinking that swim diapers are more of a placebo than they are...
Anything else.
...quality... Yeah. And so we had to go to the store after the pool, and I'm wearing my swim clothes, like my shirt thing, swim cover. And we're walking through the store, and Grayson keeps going, what's that smell? I smell something weird. And he just keeps going on and on. And then for some reason, he gave me a hug. And he's like, it's you! You smell like poop, Mom! And he's just walking down the aisle surrounded by people, and he's like, you smell like poop! And I'm like, shh, shh. And I lean over. I'm like, Jackson pooped on me. Shush. And he kept sniffing me. And I'm like, this is really embarrassing.
I should have smacked him around a little bit. I'd go, be gone, child.
Stop smelling me. It was really embarrassing, though. Just, you know, you don't want to be the smelly kid in class.
Yeah.
I don't want to be the smelly guy at Walmart. And I was.
You were the smelly guy.
Smelly person.
Oh, sorry.
But it was just... I don't know. It was like, well, because we're talking about this at book club about the embarrassing things your kids say, like when they call a fat person fat or
yeah.
They're weird looking and they say, what's wrong with them? You know, but it was like, usually it's directed
out of the mouth of babes.
Usually it's directed to other people, not to your own mother.
Yeah. Be like, oh, you stink, Mom.
And like, what's wrong with you? Jeez. You smell like poop.
Thanks. I love you too.
So that was embarrassing.
Sorry. Poop guy.
Nice. That's my new nickname.
That's right. So, something that we decided was that we wanted to spend a little bit more time with our kids. More quantity time, would we say, right?
Oh, yes.
Yes. So
quantity, quality,
quantity and quality. But, you know, sometimes I come home late from work and I'm tired and Crystal's tired from watching the kids all day and the kids want to do something. But then we're just like, oh, we're tired. But we're like, if there was something in I could enjoy doing with them, like super enjoy doing with them, then I would probably spend more time with them. And not that I don't spend time with my kids, people. I'm just saying I'd like to spend more time with them. That's a good thing.
Well, but the time that you do spend is kind of, you have a tendency to be bored by the things that our kids do.
What are you trying to say?
Well, I'm just saying their interests are not your interests.
Well, but now we are combining our interests together to be a power to be reckoned with. And so we decided and we purchased a Wii U and, you know, games and controllers and everything. And already it is a purchase. Well,
okay, I have to interject. Oh. Because we were just complaining about being poor. Just for this little fast pay period.
Oh, well.
We didn't waste all our money on a Wii U.
No. We had purchased it previously on a special bonus that I got from work. So that's why. So, and it was en route to us from Amazon. So it's not like we didn't spend our grocery money on our Wii U.
I just had to clarify.
Yes. Sorry.
Not that dumb.
So, but no, we've already played it and we've had tons of fun playing it together. We were playing it yesterday. And it's really cool. The Wii U is cool. And, you know, I was skeptical when the Wii U originally came out.
I was.
And I was just like, this is lame. Why do I have this big controller thing and all this? But now I'm like, this is cool! Because you can have up to like 5 people playing the game. You have, everyone else has the regular Wii remotes, but someone can have the big remote. And you can play some party games where like one of the party games that the kids really enjoyed playing was Luigi's Mansion party game, where there's people that are trying to shine flashlights on a ghost, and there's one person that is the ghost. But the cool thing is the gamepad, you know, has its own screen on there, and the person that has the gamepad is the ghost. And so the people that are looking at the TV can't see where the ghost is, but you can see everything. Mm-hmm. And it's just cool because then you're like, I'm going to get you. And then, like, even when I wasn't the ghost and I was trying to find him, like your controller would vibrate if the ghost got near you. And then you start flashing your light around and you're all freaking out. You're like, I'm going to get you. And then, you know.
And by freak out, he means he genuinely was screaming like a little girl.
I was. I did scream like a little girl, especially when the ghost grabbed me.
I've never heard that noise come out of your face. Not your most attractive moment.
Whatever. It was attractive because I was playing with our kids.
It's true.
But it was super fun. And I give it 2 thumbs up.
Now, the thing is, it definitely was a lot of money. But for our family, our kids like tech.
They are like they're techies, all of them.
And we've had a PlayStation for a while, but we realized that a lot of the games on there that our son wanted to play are not kid appropriate.
So there are kid appropriate games on the PlayStation, but Nintendo seems to cater more towards family friendly fun.
Yeah, and so we've been debating for a long time about what should we use this bonus for. We want something that will give us fun family time. Of course, we thought about like new bikes for everybody so we can ride around together. Like, that would ever happen.
That's not going to happen.
And we thought about getting a trampoline, but that would be something we'd just sit and watch them do. But so, I mean, it was a big debate, but we feel like it was a really good purchase.
Yeah.
I feel glad about it.
And I look forward to coming home and playing more.
I know. Well, what's nice is that it does give you an outlet to play with the kids.
Yeah.
Because you don't want to come home every night from work and wrestle every night. I mean, it's good to do physical
every
things,
once in a while. Every once in a while, wrestling is fun, but not every single time.
So this is good. I think it's good for us.
I do too.
But we are limiting their tech time.
Yeah.
We'll talk about that later.
There's still, limitations.
Okay. So how about you transition that into our topic?
Yeah. So we wanted to talk. You know, we wanted to spend more quality / quantity time with our kids. And they're like, okay, well, maybe this would be something interesting to look into. So we found an article where it's talking about quantity versus quality. So it's the whole versus thing. So how can childcare providers help. And that's the article. So we read this article and it's talking about...
Basically, child care providers is the parents.
Yes.
I don't even know why they call it child care because it's all addressed to parents.
Yeah, it's kind of weird article title, but we like the article. And
okay.
And so we wanted to talk about quantity versus quality.
I'll sum those up and then you can move on.
Okay.
Okay, so quantity obviously is defined as
a lot of time.
A measurement. And so quantity is parents find teachable moments throughout the day with their children. That's the quantity time. You are spending more time with your kids, but you're making more useful time. That's hard to explain. Anyway, quantity time.
Quantity.
Everyone knows that.
A lot.
Okay. And then, so quality, on the other hand, is defined as any character or characteristic which may make an object good or bad, commendable or reprehensible, or a degree of excellence. In reality, quality means doing something well. So, we move on to, down here, a child educator in the area of child psychology developed basic parenting beliefs. And Robert Strom said this. Take it away.
Okay. Robert Strom. Discuss the tendency of some parents to give children toys and spending money without interaction. So, it'd be kind of like, hey kids, we bought you a Wii U, but we're not going to play it with you.
Yeah, this is for you, so I don't have to watch it.
So I don't have to interact with you. Parents who work all day are tired when they get home and may put off playing with their kids until the weekend. Strom suggests that parents should try to play for at least 2 10-minute periods a day with the children. This could involve such simple activities as doing household chores together, reading a story, or, you know, playing catch.
So, I think that's a good goal. Two 10-minute periods a day.
And this is from a doctor, so I'm like, 2 10-minute periods? I can handle that.
That sounds good.
I think I could do that.
Yeah, and mostly it talks about, this is addressed to parents who work to make sure their kids are still getting that quality
that interaction.
Time. But, I think it works for anybody, especially us with lots of kids. 2 10-minute periods, I can do it. So, let's move on.
To continue.
Okay, so I don't know if you've heard about the Montessori school program, but it is a type of private school or charter school,
It's a charter school.
Yeah. That teaches learning in a different way. It's more hands-on. It's more about making choices. It's very different from public school. My little brother was fortunate to go to a Montessori school. That's the only reason I know about him. But so this lady takes what she's teaching about Montessori schools. Her name was Maria Montessori. And
what?
Gives you shocker.
Called Montessori schools?
So she, Montessori.
Whatever. Tomato,
not
tomato.
Not Montessori.
They're monks now.
This is the monk's way of parenting. No, so she gives some really good ideas to increase your quantity/quality time with your kids.
Well, and
to make the quantity time quality.
And it's about making the home a learning environment.
Yes, and I feel like this is something that I kind of throw under the bus, especially while you're going on trips. It's just like, just watch your shows. I'm going to go cry.
So she continues on to give examples of how we can spend quantity and quality time in simple tasks that we may have not thought that, hey, I can use this to spend a little bit more time with my kids. So we're going to read some of these and give you an idea of like simple tasks that you may have not thought of during your regular day that you can involve your kids doing those tasks. And that will help you spend more quantity and quality time with them.
And I like how it starts by saying, turn off the TV and the video games.
What?
And talk as you work.
I talk when I play video games with my kids.
You do. Well, that's different because you are sharing time with your kids.
That's right.
Anyway. Okay. Number one.
Okay. Make food shopping a learning experience, which is funny because Crystal just talked about how much she dislikes going shopping.
With 4 kids.
So it says instead of stopping, so it's like, okay, instead of going to the grocery store without your kids, it says take your kids and Use it as a learning experience for your kids. Point out the difference between lettuce and cabbage. Ask them how many colors of apples are available, and why do the grocery people bag your groceries the way that they bag them, and like, why does the bread get put on top? Why do eggs get put separately? And so use it as a simple learning experience to allow, you know, because then your kids are going to remember that more than just like, oh, another shopping trip. This shopping trip would be like, hey, I learned something.
Well, and I like how all of these suggestions are not... They're critical thinking. You're teaching your kids how to analyze and how to think. Like, I don't know, just think. 'Cause usually,
use their brains.
Yeah, I just love how, because she's not saying you're going to tell your kids why they put the bread on the top so it doesn't get squished, but you are having them have a moment to critically think.
Be like, why?
Do you do that in a day to make your kids just think like that.
Think about that. Yeah.
Challenge them.
So you would ask them the question instead of telling, like, why do you think they put bread on the top?
I mean, obviously you can tell I don't do that because I read that and I was like,
whoa.
I mean, I've always heard, like, help your kids pick out the groceries, but this was different. I liked it.
Well, and you can even teach your kids, like, especially like your older kids, like reading nutrition labels, be like, this is, you know. Because our kids, even though they're younger, they're always asking, is this healthy? And so maybe we could use that, be like, well, here, look, it has this much sugar in it or this much fat in it. And so do you think it would be healthy compared to this one that may have less?
Right.
So.
Yeah, our answer all week has been, no.
No.
This isn't healthy.
This isn't healthy.
Just eat your hot dog.
Hot dogs are healthy. Moderation, okay. People.
Number two, involve young children in food prep. Which is funny because that's another one I don't necessarily enjoy. But it says even toddlers can set the table, which we do have our kids set the table.
Yes.
And measure
and
simple.
And clean their plates.
And measure simple ingredients. Do preschoolers know food terms like stir, beat, sift, and pour?
So, interesting.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Next one is make laundry a task that involves the whole family. And this is something that I think we do well on. Crystal does a really good job on making the kids... fold their laundry, put them away, but something that maybe we also could do is have the kids help in the prep of doing laundry,
sorting,
showing them how much laundry detergent goes in and how the machine works and stuff like that.
The only thing that I felt guilty was that I've discovered when we fold clothes, usually our kids start off by complaining like, oh, I don't want to, there's too much. But what I've done is we turn on a TV show and we fold while we watch something. Because then...
It's like whistling while you work.
Right. It's like turning off your brain while you fold. And that's been really successful in our house. But now I feel guilty because I'm kind of taking the learning experience away from it.
Oh, well,
but at least they get it done.
They're learning to fold their own laundry. So be selective when choosing television programs for the family. So it says, watch television with your children and talk with them about the show. Ask them what happened first, next, and last. What was your favorite part? Did you like the story? How the story ended, and could it have ended differently?
Now, this one also made me feel guilty because when my kids watch TV, that's always my, ooh, I'm going to go do the dishes or I'm going to read. Yeah. Read was probably should have been number one there before dishes. But like, I usually grab a book and I sit by them, but I read my own stuff. And I feel like I should try to participate. I mean, not watch all the time when they watch, but I should sit down and try to be more involved in what they are watching.
Yeah. And use it as a, and we do when we watch the shows, like sometimes something will happen in the show and be like, oh, well, they're not, you know, like if someone's bullying or something, be like, why do you think they did that? Or, you know, we don't bully, you know, how could we help? Or
We never ask questions. We just say, bullying is bad. We don't say that word.
We try. We could do better. But the next one is save grocery coupons. Which is interesting because we have never done that.
Yeah, we're not couponers.
It says preschoolers enjoy using safety scissors to cut coupons from magazines and newspapers. What kid doesn't like doing that? It says perhaps you can use the savings for a special treat. So basically it's just
Teach them to coupon.
Teach or just involve them in an activity you're doing, which is, if you're doing coupons, involve them in it.
Yeah, I am not organized enough to coupon. I wish I was, but I'm not.
Yep.
Place an outside thermometer within easy view for your child. Check the degrees in temperature and record on a chart for the week or month. What days had the highest temperature or the lowest? Now, my kids, we live in the now. We have a weather app, and my kids love to check the weather on our app. So I think that might be fun. We have a calendar on our wall. Maybe we could have them start writing down what the weather is.
Yeah.
And compare. I don't know. Sounds fun. Don't know if we'll ever do it.
We could try it, but something else that they can learn and be more involved in. And then it kind of goes in with the next one. It says chart weather activity using the calendar. So not just the temperature, but, you know, did it rain? Did it, you know, that type of weather as well. And you can write that on the calendar as well. So the kids can see how the weather works as well.
Right. Use a calendar for special events in each child's life. You may include family birthdays, holidays, yada, yada, yada. But I do like this one because we have a big dry erase calendar in our kitchen area. And our kids love that thing.
Well, and they know, like, they can look at it and be like, oh, something's going to happen that day. Like, I have a business trip coming up again. And the kids know already that daddy's going to be gone on these days because it's on the calendar.
Yeah, and we have a chalkboard in the same area, and they love to do countdowns to special holidays, to birthdays.
We should do a countdown for the birthday.
Or for school.
Oh, for school.
They're all excited for school to start. Yep. So I like that one. Yeah. I think it's fun for our kids to, and it's also helped, especially our five-year-old, as she sees the days, she loves to count how many, like, she can find where Wednesday is, and then the next holiday, she loves to count how many days there are, and she keeps track. So I think that's been fun.
Yeah. No, it's been, I like it. So it says, make exercise a family affair.
So, or buy a Wii instead.
Hey, you're moving your arms. They have swinging activities. So it's like, instead of piling in the car to go visit a friend or a neighbor, ride your bikes or take a walk. And it says, park your car further away in the parking lot to the mall or the grocery store so you can walk and get a little bit more exercise.
So you can deal with whiny kids longer.
I know. And it's telling kids, you know, tell them to count their steps and see how long it takes you to get to the entrance and stuff like that.
Yeah. And then the last one is involve your children in family finances.
Which is interesting.
Basically teach them about what are needs and wants, and then show them how you budget your money.
Mm-hmm.
And then it does suggest having them do chores for money to help them learn how to finance.
But they said special chores.
Right.
They said that there are certain chores that children should know that is their responsibility. Like for our kids, cleaning their room and making their beds are their chores. And they need to do those things before, like, they can play games or watch TV. But, but if they do extra chores on top of that, or if we ask them to do something special, then we can reward them with something.
Yeah. Usually we don't.
Woo!
Excuse me.
Tired.
I'm so tired.
Hey, guess what? We're tired.
Usually we have not instigated chore money because there are these little toys that are on sale for 50 cents.
Yeah.
And so we bought a huge Walmart sack full of those.
And they win those special toys.
Yeah,
when
they win these little things.
When they
so
do good
stuff.
So maybe
when those run out, I would be interested in starting chores.
Money chores.
Yeah. I guess.
So, so we want to know what you guys think about quality versus quantity. What do you do with your kids to...
Yeah, because obviously those aren't the only things you
can do. Yeah, you could do so much more. And we would love to hear from you guys what you guys do to spend more time with your kids. So, there you go.
There you go. Short episode.
That's right.
But hopefully you got some good ideas.
That's right. And let us know. And thank you for listening to The Clown Car. Parenting is hard. And we believe you should get a gold star just for trying.
Just remember, our way is not the only way. So, find what works for you. You are doing a good job.
You can follow us and share your thoughts on Facebook and Twitter @TheClownCar and email us @TheClownCarShow@gmail.com. Make sure you subscribe.
Subscribe.
Rate and review.
Review.
Our show on iTunes. Until next time, enjoy your circus. You've been listening to a Closet Geek Studios production. For all information about Closet Geek Studios, visit theclosetgeek.net for all your geeky needs, or follow us on Twitter and Facebook.